Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Hit it, fellas.
Whoa! That's that right. Feels good and rocking.
I feel like getting up and dancing.
I know, me too. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast, episode number 228. It is a beautiful, probably rainy Wednesday.
Yes. A few sunbreaks, but...
Yeah.
His name is Dustin Gatchel.
It is.
And I am who am I?
You are Terry Guile.
We could say each other's names. That'd be weird. He's an Indian. He's an Indian, and I'm a white
maybe
guy.
Maybe we could do like a 5-minute build up for each other every episode. This next host,
he comes to you all the way, originally from Lebanon, Oregon. Yep. Graduated class of 1994 at Lebanon Union High School.
You might have seen him at Safeway.
Sometimes
7-Eleven.
You might have seen him at the Portland Pioneer Square playing his guitar for money.
You might have seen him on the moon, but you probably didn't.
But that was fake. So yeah, episode 28. This rockin' music in the background. We don't have to worry about him start singing because it's instrumental.
Yeah.
I just got turned on to this band by stumbling upon them on YouTube. Uh-huh. Karma to Burn. They're related
what
to
did
Caius.
What did you trip over? You tripped over some Caius and
I was actually searching for a song that had the word 28 in it.
Ah.
And like since their songs are instrumental, uh-huh. Their songs are like 28, 29, 30, 31, 32.
I see.
So for the next couple episodes, we're going to be burning some karma.
Right.
I almost used the theme song from 28 Days Later, yeah. Which is pretty eerie and cool, but I liked this music so much, and I just knew it was kind of stoner rock, and then I found out that John Garcia from Caius sang with him for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
They came out in 97. I was telling Dustin the story earlier before we got on the internet here that they got signed by Persistence in self-promotion by going as far as calling record companies and saying they were other bands and saying that Karma to Burn was badass and you should check them out and sign them.
Do you think they changed their voice, or do they go, hey, this is Slayer, we just want you to sign Karma to Burn, what's going on?
Or if they just said their name, hi, this is Rob Halford from Judas Priest, and I think, wait, hi, this is Rob Halford from Judas, they'd have to, you know, like,
yeah.
Hello, this is Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter, I think you should sign Karma to Burn.
Yeah, that's grassroots at its core, man.
Yeah, for sure, and they got signed to Roadrunner in 97. They released a couple albums. Yeah. Their first album, Roadrunner, didn't want to release because they had no vocals. So they actually just like threw a couple vocals on because they had to. So
Roadrunner, they're the one that does comedy now, right?
They're the one that does comedy. They're also the one that does Kid Rock and Nickelback and Rush.
What?
And Deicide.
What?
Yeah.
Nickelback is signed to...
Has been for ever since they started, and Theory of a Dead Man. And Rush just got signed to Roadrunner. Rush. We're talking Rush, dude.
Well, they're a big player then, right?
They became that because they're now up there with Geffen
and A&M.
I don't know how they could be. I know Rush is a Rush, but they just and they got.
Or they just got
nominated for Rock and Roll.
Well, where are they located at?
Rush?
No.
Oh, they were in Florida before when they came out.
Roadrunner.
Yeah, they were in Florida. Florida. Crazy Floridian, signing bands like Deicide and Entombed and Napalm Death.
I wonder what their vein. They're tapping the vein of both mainstream and Canada.
And Republican rock. I think Carl said Lynyrd Skynyrd is on Roadrunner right now.
Wow.
So if
I didn't know they were that big of a player. They weren't.
I think Nickelback did it. They signed Nickelback before Nickelback was pickled. Before they got pickled. And I think they blew up. And here we are.
Wow. What a success story. I guess something...
Don't be afraid to sign shitty bands to your label.
Something good came from the Nickelback thing because, I mean, Roadrunner's got a huge collection of great titles from back in the day.
Hell yeah. And it was before Nickelback was seriously hated like they're hated now and before they were loved like they're loved because they're hated and they're loved and they're obviously loved maybe more than they're hated because they have a ton of fans and they sell a ton of records.
But the people that hate love to hate them.
They do?
I think so.
I love to hate them, and I don't even know why.
I read a Playboy interview with the singer, and I...
You know he's fucking Avril Lavigne right now.
Right this second,
they're having sex.
The chauvinistic, kind of stuff that he said in that interview, and then I think a large majority of their fan base is females. It doesn't add up to me.
Yeah. Now, I'm just checking this out here out of curiosity. Pretty big bands and some unknowns on Roadrunner right now.
Maybe.
You were correct. Doug Stanhope.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Force.
Wow.
Dream Theater. Mm-hmm. Killswitch Engage. Lenny Kravitz. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Machine Head. Megadeth. Nickelback. Opeth. Rat. Rush. Slipknot. Soulfly. Stone Sour. Theory of a Dead Man. Trivium. Wow. And some bunch of bands
a lot of the newer metal bands, it sounds like.
A lot of newer metal bands, some death metal bands. And back in the day, they were Sepultura. I wonder if they have previous, alumni artists or something here.
What do you think about Dream Theater? Some people love those guys as much as people loved Nickelback.
The best I loved them is that the dude was wearing a Napalm Death shirt in the video back in the day.
But they're respected.
They're an excellent, excellent band. Excellent band.
And do you categorize them as metal?
They're progressive metal, yeah. I think they're metal. But I don't... Metal is such a wide genre anymore, It's like... I think they're metal. They've got distorted guitars. They've got double bass drums. They've got up-tempo stuff. They've got the melodic, operatic singing.
Is it technical kind of stuff?
It's technical, but it's more progressive, which, progressive metal and progressive rock even can get really technical.
Mm-hmm.
I was delving into some King Crimson, listening, but looking into their formation because...
their history.
Because I wasn't aware that Ian McDonald...
Mm-hmm.
Of Foreigner fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's...
I heard you.
Well, I was going to say that was him on the sax, but that was after they got rid of him. But anyway, he was one of the original members of King Crimson and Greg Lake.
Greg Lake, of course.
And I found out that even though they recorded that first album and did a tour, most of those guys had quit before the second album even came out. They went through a lot of personnel changes.
Well, the first album was the 21st Century Man, right?
Yeah. And that was they were popular quickly.
That song's pretty badass.
Yeah, it is pretty badass.
It was like a super group before those guys went and joined all the other ones, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because, that's how I got into them, because I like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and there was a day when I was really spinning the classic rock, and I went from there to King Crimson, wanting to get into more psychedelic.
Yeah, and I think they got a break early in their career over there where they're from by getting to open for Pink Floyd at some
show. I'm sure that would. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were hugely popular. And speaking of Pink Floyd, and this is kind of a meow off the tangent, I was reading about Frank Zappa and how he released a few quadraphonic LPs,
mm-hmm.
and that thousands of artists, I clicked on quadraphonic in the old Wikipedia, and they said the market died because you had to have special equipment, and back in the day it was super expensive, mm-hmm. and that quadraphonic sound is equivalent to 4.0 surround sound today, which today they're up to 5.6, 6.2, whatever they got.
Yeah, it's four speakers.
Yeah, it's four speakers with individual sounds in each speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they would have to spend an exorbitant amount of extra money to record this in quadraphonic. Mm-hmm. I started reading it, and then, like, apparently Pink Floyd had this groundbreaking, state-of-the-art, in 1968, quadraphonic sound system that they performed with live.
Hmm.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Well, I don't, I mean, what would that entail? So you're basically running a PA speaker into each of the four corners of the room, right?
Yeah, with a different signal going into each speaker.
So you'd have a main...
Not a different signal, but this, you know, like...
Yeah.
Instead of having stereo and, like, putting one guitar on one side and one guitar...
Would you have to have four mixers going on?
I think that was a special thing back then. I don't even know. It was so groundbreaking and state-of-the-art that it might have had all in one console with four separate controls.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you plug different instruments into different...
Yeah, probably had an electrician that knew what they were doing.
Because back then, you could just... I think they just did whatever they could to make it work. So, like, kind of like we talked in season one about the first karaoke machine, they just kind of took a mixer...
Mm-hmm.
and a tape player and kind of molded it together and put it inside of a box and then added some plugs and put a microphone in it and a speaker, and that was your karaoke machine.
Yeah.
So they just probably took maybe four mixers and put them all together, wired them together, and then made
or
the
had
outputs.
Somebody wire something specially that knew. Because, I mean, it was the beginning phase of all that electronics, so all the experimental stuff coming out was pretty much people hand-wiring things.
Yep.
Right, like the fuzz pedals and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. And speaking of hand wiring things, before we get any further, happy hump day, all you taggots out there. If you want to get hand wired, you go do some humping. This is our official After the Weekend show, as all you people in podcast land know. And I would have to say, for my weekend stories, which is always at the top of my list for topics, pretty boring weekend. I didn't do anything. I pretty much just stayed home.
Right on. That's what I did.
I didn't. I watched a lot of television.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily on my television, but at times on my television.
Mm-hmm.
Big story for me. Dish Network and AMC have reconciled, and we got it back.
Wow.
No IFC yet, but we got the AMC. And I found out, like, right after the second episode of Walking Dead. And so then, like, I was like, damn it. And then my friend Trina, my... ex-girlfriend, Trina, she said, she's a big Walking Dead fan, lives here in Albany.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you can go to amctv.com and watch episodes of the new, you know, new episodes. So I went, and sure enough, I got to watch episode one of season three. And then I heard that next Sunday, before episode three of season three, they're going to play one and two.
Yeah.
Right before, so.
They did last week, they played one right before two, and then they played two again, and then they played... Talking Dead, and then they played another show, and then they played Walking Dead again, and then they played Talking Dead, and then they played that other show.
Did you watch
again,
it the whole time?
Played Watching Dead again.
Or did you just zip ahead on the schedule and go?
Finally, it got to like something. It was some.
What other shows are on AMC that I've been missing out on lately? Because I haven't
Fear
had it.
Fest.
What's
they've been
that?
Doing a lot of Halloweenish movies.
Oh.
Like Friday the 13th. They're just chilly thrillers and.
Chilly thriller.
Stuff like that, old school. I saw Christopher walking on there at one point today.
Was he being scary? Or was he talking?
I wasn't really able to, like, pay attention. I think I was getting ready to take off at the door.
Scary. So speaking of scary and spooky and Fear Fest, next Wednesday will be our special Halloween episode. Ooh, you guys don't know what you got in store for you. We're going to freak you out. It's going to be like a haunted house of audio. Mm-hmm. Audio house.
This might not be
news.
You
say that? Audio.
Audio house. This might not come as much of a news story. Everybody knows it, but you know the number one Halloween costume is this year?
Obama.
No.
No?
No.
Well, he's number one of the two presidential candidates that we got to choose from. Yeah. Okay, what's the number one?
Big Bird.
What?
Yeah.
Anti-Romners.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about Snuffle Up Your Guess?
Nope, nothing on there. What about, like, the big thing for a while was...
Snuffle Up Your Fupas.
That dog's on top of his car, you know, and so why couldn't you make that into a costume? You're the dog on top of Romney's car.
I don't know. I don't want to be a dog. Today, my wife was at the little Mexican restaurant down the road from our house that I talked before about getting tacos from there. And she doesn't speak fluent Spanish, but she speaks enough to know what they're saying sometimes. And she said that her and her daughter were talking about Halloween. And the little girl said in Spanish, "But I don't want to be a dog for Halloween, Mama." Who wants to be a dog for Halloween? I don't want to be that. You want to be a cute little kitty cat. But, you know, if you're a little kid, you don't want to dress too sexy unless you're like Honey Boo Boo.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell a friend about Honey Boo Boo. They didn't really know who Honey Boo Boo was, but they'd heard lots of jokes. And I've been seeing stuff on Facebook about people joke about Honey Boo Boo. And there was a South Park episode about Fatty Poo Poo, which was Cartman.
Nice.
Yeah, you should check out. There's been some new episodes of South Park there. They're pretty good. As I'm going through this.
I haven't watched that in a long, long time.
You should do some catching up, dude. I'm telling you. It's pretty funny.
I should.
Hey, wrong party. I was telling you, I think last week, or maybe I don't know if I told any of you listeners out there, but I was having trouble with my Kindle.
Yeah. Did you get that fixed up?
They sent me the new charger. It's pretty badass, but I've been having the same problems. It only does it like every couple days whenever it wants to. It will say that it's not charging. The battery icon up in the right-hand corner will have a question mark or just a red box with a line through it. And when I check the status, it'll say remaining battery zero. And then when I plug it in, the orange light that says it's charging doesn't come on. So I called Amazon back and said, "Look, I got the new charger. It's awesome." But... Mm-hmm. My thing's still doing the same. So they're sending me a new one.
A new Kindle?
Yep.
Sweet.
Hopefully it's not a refurbished one, but at this point I don't care as long as it... And then I was wondering, because I got a lot of stuff in here, like a Color Note app that I keep all my podcast notes and my song lyrics and all my comedy sets that I've done at shows just to know what jokes I'm telling at what places. So if, when I go back there again, I don't just tell... the same jokes. And so I asked her, are these going to be retrievable? Because I got to send this one back.
Yeah.
She said, "Oh, yeah, you could just go to your cloud on Amazon and just move." And she walked me through this thing, too. It's weird. She goes, "Okay, open up your Amazon. Now just put something in your cart. Anything." I said, "Anything?" She goes, "Yeah, put a pen in there or something." It's like, "Well, the thing right here is a Kindle Fire HD. Can I put that in there?"
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Just anything." I go, "Okay, I'm going to put a pin in there."
Uh-huh.
"Okay, now proceed to check out. Now stop. Now do this and update your stuff." And then all of a sudden, she goes, "Okay, I've got it. I'm sending you a free Kindle. You're not going to be charged for shipping or anything. Now just back out of it and then cancel that order." So for some reason, she needed me to put something in my cart and proceed to check out. And then she canceled what I had in my cart and put...
Yeah.
Refurbished Kindle or whatever it is. That's cool. No, they were super cooperative. The lady was really nice both times.
I always had pretty good service.
Different lady each time, and they said they're just going to send me out. I just have a month to send back the old one, and if I don't, then they'll charge me for it.
Yeah.
They sent me a longer charging cord with a removable USB end. The other one just had like a hardwired power pack, which sucked because I had to use my phone charger to hook up to my computer to transfer files. And like I was showing you last week, I think I got a dead pixel or a dirt spot. So and a couple scuffs because it's hard to keep this thing in your hands at all times. And I've dropped it a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I dropped it. That's why it doesn't work. And that was her voice. Sorry, honey, if you're listening. She said, "Honey, that's why that thing doesn't work." Super nice. And I said, "No, it's not. Shut up." in my mean voice.
Uh-huh.
I go, because not every, unless everyone's dropping them, because there's tons of, like, I searched, why does
and
my
I drop
Kindle,
everything.
Why does my Kindle do this? And then it was like,
it sounds to me like it's a jack issue. I mean, even if you drop it, maybe.
I don't think it's a jack issue because sometimes it works perfect and sometimes it doesn't, and it's not. It's super tight.
Huh.
We like them, but sometimes it'll go straight to charge and it'll work perfect, and sometimes it'll be working.
Yeah.
And when it's charging, it's supposed to be orange light, and then when it gets fully charged, it's green light until you unplug it, and the light just doesn't come. Well, it'll turn green for a second,
uh-huh.
orange for 5 seconds, and then shut off.
And
I told her that, and she was totally cool with it. It sounded like she'd dealt with it before. So.
Sometimes the refurbished ones are better, though, because they get individually inspected.
Yeah, and they fix the bugs or whatever they are in them. Yeah. In them. That's the first part of the word in them. I saw more about that story about that guy who apparently he had returned more than just a couple of those used enema kits to that store that we talked about a week or so ago. Yeah, so... If I need an enema, I'm just gonna go to doctor. Probably.
Yeah, rather let a professional handle that.
So I'm not sure. We probably don't even know which exactly episodes are going to be airing on Rock Out Radio. But we'd like to thank those guys for airing our shows.
Yeah.
I think we moved. Are we not on Friday anymore? It's Saturday now. I think I heard.
No, we're here on Friday.
Friday still.
We're headlining Friday.
Oh, cool. Because I got a couple of...
It's on like 8.
I know, and this sounds funny to some
7.
People when I tell them, and it's an internet radio station, so...
Yeah, they won Radio Station of the Year.
But I think they have a lot of Pennsylvania listeners.
Oh, they do. They
and
do
so we
sure.
like to include some Pennsylvania stories on a couple episodes. I got one here. It's kind of hillbilly-ish. I thought Pennsylvania was more Amish or something, but...
There's a lot of Amish in the Pennsylvania.
In Freedom, Pennsylvania, which I'd never heard of. Maybe those people out there at Scranton know where Freedom is. Police say that a costumed 9-year-old girl was accidentally shot outside a Western Pennsylvania home during a Halloween party by a relative who thought she was a skunk.
What?
Let me say that again. Police say a costumed 9-year-old girl was accidentally shot outside a Western Pennsylvania home during a Halloween party by a relative who thought she was a skunk. New Swickley Township police say that the girl was over a hillside and wearing a black costume with a black hat and a white tassel. Police chief told the Beaver County Times that a male relative mistook her for a skunk and fired a shotgun, hitting her in the shoulder, arm, back, and neck on Saturday night.
That's why you don't let those creepy uncles with the shotgun.
If you see a skunk that you think might be a skunk and it's just over the hill, by all means, Uncle Albert, grab your frickin' shotgun and plow away. Her condition was unavailable at press time, but she was rushed to the hospital, which was over 30 miles away. So this township must be out in the hit, out in the sticks, maybe.
Well,
so,
I've been through all that hunter safety stuff, and, you know, I mean, I respect the guns, and so I don't even know why you would even see a skunk and go, hey, I'm going to go and grab my gun and shoot it.
I don't want them spraying my dog, Jed.
Your number one thing is always be sure of your target.
So the first thing I thought, must have been drunk or on bath salts or something. Well, here's the report. Says that he was not under the influence of alcohol or any drugs, and they were not sure if charges were going to be filed.
And he thought it was a skunk. I mean, what would you do if you saw a skunk? You'd all grab your shotgun and pull the trigger.
When I see a skunk, I swerve to miss that fucker because he makes your fucking car stink.
Yeah.
I've
and what was
a skunk.
The kid doing up on the hill and why?
He wasn't on a hill, and it was a girl, and she was down, she was down over, there's like a meadow.
Oh, okay, so he shot up and it all came down raining on her.
No, well, not a hill, really. Let me see if I can, this is just
okay.
What... It was over a hillside. A hillside's little, but...
Mm-hmm. She was just up there, and he thought it was a skunk because he just saw her head or
a
whatever.
Little white and black thing and a tassel.
Yeah.
But still...
You would be aware that your
wouldn't
kid
you
is
say,
out there.
Let's see, what's her name? It didn't say what her name, but let's say her name is Sally.
Where
you see a skunk, get the gun!
Yeah.
Wait, where's Sally?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure, but that's a skunk, and I want to shoot it!
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom! Ow!
It sounds
Sally!
Like just a very bad decision.
Mom! I think that it's negligence. I think he should be charged.
Yeah.
Not with like attempted murder or assault with a deadly weapon or whatever you call it.
Child negligence on all of them.
Exactly. Right? Bad mom.
Yep.
Mom and
shooter.
Don't let your brother shoot the kid.
Yeah.
Even if she does smell like a skunk. Maybe she was just smoking weed. Maybe she was up there tending the crop. Did they grow weed in Freedom, Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
They got to have medicinal shit up there.
You get the channel TLC, I think it is.
Yeah, it used to be the Learning Channel, but it ain't no more. But it still is. But you don't learn shit.
Yeah. Well, I learned some stuff on there.
What do you see?
The Breaking Amish.
I learned how to roll a joint.
Do you know, have you ever seen that show, Breaking Amish?
No, but I heard about it, and a guy was just talking about today, my same friend that I mentioned already somewhere, can't remember where, but he says Amish. And
Amish?
I didn't. He says Amish with an N. I didn't correct him because it was funny to me.
Yeah.
He also calls records albums with an extra L. So he's like, man, them Amish people, is it one where they go to New York and stuff?
Yeah,
that's the one he was talking about. Yeah. And he was like, they've never been there. They're 21. They moved to New York, and they're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I said something about, all I ever seen is those little fireplaces we make. Because those things are awesome.
Yeah.
But is it a learning show about the Amish?
It's a learning show about...
Amish.
I don't know. It's kids that are just there, and they, you know, I mean, obviously, they all want to go to the big city, right? If you were Amish, you would.
Well, obviously. I mean,
and then you would thrust them into the very middle of New York, into Times Square, right out of the country. And then how do you expect them to even understand what they're looking at?
Do they know what they're looking at?
They kind of do, but
does it seem scripted like most reality TV shows?
There's some stuff going on, but I don't know. It kind of is, because one goes to find her dad or whatever, you know, and
right.
They all talk about their past and their growing
up. So they grew up in an Amish family, and then they moved out to New York.
But the thing is, they're all staying together at this hotel and stuff, and so even though they're in New York, they're just kind of like in their own little community with Amish people.
Weird. Do they partake in pleasures of the flesh, such as cell phones?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they two of them hooked up,
so,
which is weird. Why would you hook up with Amish people?
So are their parents disappointed?
They are. They... Yes. Shunned. Shunned is...
They should have seen it coming, you know, because those Amish people, I heard they're omniscient. They're all seeing. They can see everything coming.
Yeah.
Cumin.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw a clip from next week's show, and it was they go back, because you can't stay in New York in a hotel forever.
Were they from Pennsylvania originally?
They're from a few different places, and one was like Mennonite, which isn't as Amish. But yeah, it was like...
We have some
Mennonites. This one girl goes back, and she's like standing in a field, because that's all there is, right? You know? And homemade fences, and then
it's a nice field. You
see
her
standing there, and then you see like down in the field, and you see these six girls that are all dressed the same running away as fast as they can.
And it looks like Little House on the Prairie.
It does. It does. And
one of them falls down. Boom.
Probably they would have aired that if that would have happened.
That reminds me of that Herschel from Walking Dead. The old guy, spoiler alert, the old guy Dale, before he gets killed, when he found out that the barn was full of walkers, he's like, I was checking out your farm today. You sure do got some nice fields.
Yeah.
That's all you got. When that's all you got, he couldn't say anything else because you got some nice fields. Yeah. Can't believe your horse came back.
It's like, one of them went and got a modeling gig.
Who did?
One of the Amish chicks.
Well, they're
You know, and the other one's like, That's not right. You don't go in bikinis. That's not right.
Oh, a bikini model?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
she was
that's
all
different.
Getting in bikinis, and I don't know. I didn't know that Amish, when they are very young, they have their teeth pulled.
All of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Do they get fakes?
Yeah.
Do they get those falsies, or what are they called?
Yeah, because one chick on there had dentures, and, you know, nothing wrong with that. But she went to the dentist to have them checked out because they weren't very comfortable. You know, they were homemade on the Amish country and stuff. And the dentist said that she had been to work in, like, other countries and stuff, and she said she'd never seen anything so bad that looked like it had been so viciously just pulled out of her head.
I don't like teeth pulling. I could keep as many as I can as long as I can, and then I'm just going to keep gumming shit after that.
I got a bad one that probably needs to be pulled.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? I guess it'll spread to the other ones.
Nah. No. It won't spread to the other ones as long as you keep brushing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we were talking about Sam Squanch with Al last week.
Sam Squanch!
It might have been on Monday. I can't remember. I get confused if it was Monday or Friday, but it was within the last week we were talking about. This is another Pennsylvania story from Lykens, Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania man's motorhome was damaged by a rock-throwing vandal. And he told police that he believes that Bigfoot is behind the crime.
Bigfoot?
Yep. Police, Pennsylvania State Police released a complaint Friday saying that John Reed, 39, of Lykens, he's a member of the Lykens Valley Sasquatch Hunters. He told troopers earlier this month that he caught a glimpse of the late night vandal and believes the perpetrator to be the legendary ape rumored to wander the wooded areas of North America. That's pretty.
That is.
You think he's crazy, or do you think he's just convinced that there is a Bigfoot? Because probably everybody kind of shuts down when I get the question, why haven't they found a dead one? Why haven't they found something? And, you know, Al said, because they're aliens, yo.
That could be. There is a theory going around
that they're aliens?
Aliens. Yeah.
But they just want to look like a creature from our habitat or something? So they're, I don't understand.
Well, if you were out in the woods, what would be the easiest way to disguise yourself to be able to still move quickly on 2 feet, you know, to where you were an upright creature?
Yeah. And you don't have to.
Because if you went as a bear, you would, you know, you wouldn't be able to have, like, the manlike quality.
It's funny that you'd said if you went as a bear, because he said, I don't think it was a bear.
Yeah, because that's, you know, I mean, that's the closest thing. You see that and you go, a bear, oh, but it's.
It didn't move like a bear.
Yeah,
he said it didn't move like
because
a bear.
Because bears can stand upright.
He said they've been searching for him for years. Maybe that's the reason he smashed out the taillights and the window of my 1973 Winnebago.
And, you know, I mean, if you
that's
were.
That's a classic ride right there.
Yeah, it is.
That 73 Winnebago. He smashed both the windows.
Those are going to be hard to replace.
I told you before, don't fuck with Sasquatch. He probably was throwing jerky at him.
Yeah. And then you would have, like, if you were an alien and you were trying to just be on the lay low but still check out what the planet had as far as resources and stuff, you'd probably be out in taking samples of the soil and stuff in the woods, right? And checking out the plant life and seeing what's out there.
The lay low?
Plus it would allow you to be out there with the water or whatever else that you might need.
I like that term. Did you just coin it?
Lalo.
You want to be down with the Lalo.
You want to be down with the Lalo.
Who is this Lalo chick you speak?
Well, Lilo? Are you talking about Lilo?
Layla.
Oh, man. Lilo is in trouble.
They just have, like, all the songs Layla, Lilo, and Leah. Oh, Leah. They used to have that contest on the radio. Of, what do these three songs have in common?
Oh,
they
yeah.
played three songs by three common thread. I used to win that shit all the time
really?
On Kazo. Hells yeah. That reminds me of you probably saw it on my Facebook. I have a record now. I have over 312 comments on one post.
Wow, it's up to that. You told me it was 200.
It's 312 now, but they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But once one person starts, they can't stop.
Yeah.
Case in point, hope you're listening, doubt if you are, Westy Weaver, she got on a roll, and then she said, last one, that's it, I'm out of here. And she'd already accused my other friend, Andrew Stubbs, domesticide fan from Eugene, who had said, I can't believe I wasted this much time doing this, I got to get back to work now. 10 minutes later, five more. And she's like, you can't quit, can you? And then she's like, boom, 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 fear and balls in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And then... she kept going, and I said, you can't quit either, can you? And she's like, yes, I can. And that was her last one. I guess that's all it took was for me to poke her words back at her. But, yeah, there's been a ton. I should look at them at some point. And there was a lot of duplicates because people don't like to look back at 300 comments and find them. But
I had to stop it, too. I was like, I know me in this, and it's not going
to
be good.
So today I put out a thing right before got ready to come over here, and I said it's podcasting day, and told them we're going to have some guests on the show later in the week. On Friday, we're going to be having Seth Milstein and Josh Finch, local comedians and promoters, come on the show. And so I asked people if they had any questions or comments for them or for us on the show, and normally I do that, and it's just like, it's crickets, you know? So I said, oh, wait, will this help? Song titles. Replace one word with the word pussy.
Go. It does help.
I only got 38 comments, but that's better than zero, right?
Yeah.
I did not get any questions for Seth or Josh. No topics for us to talk about. Just songs like, you remember those hits from the 70s? Well, now they're all available in one place here on Ronco's new collection of your best pussy songs, including Stairway to Pussy, Bark at the Pussy, Hallowed Be Thy Pussy, Screaming for Pussy, Breaking the Pussy, Run to the Pussy, Don't Fear the Pussy, Pussy City, Welcome to the Pussy, Back in the P-U-S-S-Y. It goes on and on. And you can see they go in pairs. There's a couple Aussie songs, a couple Maiden songs, Eleanor Pussy, a couple Beatles songs, I Want to Be Your Pussy, Paint It Pussy. And the guy from Ninth Mood Black, also sound and door guy from Oak Street Speakeasy, Eric Iden, he won the contest with 31 out of 38 posts.
Wow.
He went crazy.
What about...
And then he apologized and said, sorry, this is too fun.
What about the Beatles classic, Pussy, You Can Drive My Car?
Yeah. Jockey Full of Pussy. Big Black Pussy.
A jockey full of.
Back in the Good Old Pussy. 16 Shells from a Pussy. Cold, Cold Pussy. Coming on the Pussy. Straight, No Pussy. No Chaser. Ooh, here's the best one. We have a winner. Smells Like Teen Pussy.
There you go. Bam, right there. That is a winner.
So no comments from anybody about what to talk about. So lucky for us, we've got our own.
Yeah, Pussy Riot.
Back in jail, right?
Yeah.
I saw...
Two other members, right?
I believe that I saw Josh Finch's, speaking of him, his cover photo at the time is a picture of them playing live, and it says Free Pussy Riot. And I just cover up the riot part and say, free pussy. What? I'm going to Josh's house.
Yeah, they've been transferred to prison colonies hundreds of miles from Moscow to serve their sentences.
So I bet this means that CNN and those other respectable news places are saying pussy a lot on the air again.
Yeah, it might be.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it would be censored.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fucking riot.
So what? I don't know. I guess... what that means? Have they been sentenced?
I don't know. I just saw a thing. I didn't know exactly what the... I didn't look up my pussy stuff.
Hmm. Well, in other foreign news, there was an earthquake in Italy. Did you hear about that?
No. Did it knock the heel off the boot? I did not.
Yeah, kind of.
I just... But, right off the top of my head.
Yeah. But what I'm reading here is Italy scientists...
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, Italy scientists.
Yo, check what I figured out.
They did not predict the quake.
Duh. Well, maybe they just weren't paying attention because they weren't used to it.
So they got 6 years in jail.
What?
Yep.
All the scientists in Italy.
So this is scientists. I'm not sure it would be all of them.
Well, which ones? But, just the ones that were in charge of...
Six scientists and one former government official to 6 years in prison for failing to predict a 2009 earthquake that killed 309 people. The seven all members of the government-appointed National Commission for the Forecast and Prevention of Major Risks.
This is creating a funny scenario. Keep going.
They were found guilty of multiple manslaughter. Because, according to prosecutors...
That's an act of God,
they
motherfucker.
They gave false assurances to residents before the quake struck, even though tremors had already been felt. After the first tremor, one witness said, parents were afraid, and on other occasions, they would have fled that night with their, had they themselves known what the risk had said, they would stayed. They stayed because the scientist said that the risk wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And so...
That makes me think of a great element to add into any of the new Italian-based mobster movies. Say, these scientists, after they did their stint in prison, and they're tired of Italian life, I'm moving to New York City to be with my other Italian brothers. Maybe I'll join the mafia. And they're like, yo, this is my new main man. His name's Vinny.
Mm-hmm. And then together they control the weather.
He did hard time in Italy. He's my Sicilian.
Hard time in boot camp.
He's my Sicilian brother. And they're like, all right, hard time. What'd you do time for? I failed to predict an earthquake. That ain't hard. No, I killed several people.
309.
No. God killed them. No, that's an act of dog.
When you sleep outdoors, though, in Rome.
Yeah.
In Italy, that's called boot camp.
You're boot camping.
Yep.
No matter what. Hey. Hey, you got any gum?
I do.
So a while back, I don't know if we talked about it. I think we did. You see recently Billy Joe Armstrong's rant on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It went pretty viral, the video.
He didn't start the fire, though. Wait, that's...
Billy Joel Armstrong. He started the fire. So apparently he was all fucked up on drugs, and he's going to rehab.
Wow.
Billy Joe Armstrong's going to rehab, and the guys from Green Day said that it's not going to really hurt them. You know, that he's just going to get through it. They are real positive about the whole thing, but they've been a band for 23, 24 years. At least even releasing albums, so probably 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame pretty soon, which sucks. But no offense to any Green Day fans, but hope Billy Joe...
They're catchy pop punk, right?
Hope Billy Joe gets better. I hate to see someone be, succumb to the travesties of drugs when they have a lot of money to... Not that money solves everything, but when you have the resources and a lot of cash and to pay for good help... Say you're a druggie that's down in the dumps and you don't really have any money to go to rehab. You just got enough money to get more dope every day, you know. Then you're not in that same position.
Yeah. And
things are getting deep again. Damn it.
And I doubt people charge them anyway, right? I mean, at that point.
Oh, man.
At that point, it's not even like making a conscious decision to like, I'm not going to buy or do this anymore. It's just wherever you go, people are like, hey.
Here. Have some free drugs.
Yeah. You know, and you know, it's...
You're Billy Joe Armstrong, man. Take the drugs.
Yeah, and people are used to you, you know, doing it. And, you know, it's just you'd rather probably do it than just to...
Seeing it.
Like, go, no, deal with that kind of thing.
I don't think if it was specific, whether it was prescription drugs or street drugs or whatever it was. But I think if he does go to rehab and gets cleaned up, he should just, like, stick to the one. He should just have a Green Day every day. Who's going to have a meltdown when you're just having a Green Day? I mean,
oh, man.
White pills, yellow pills, white powder.
It's the man-made ones, right? The cosmic debris.
They're no good. Who it's you jive with?
Debris.
Maybe that's what he means. You say man-made because there's a thing in that song by Frank Zappa, in case anyone doesn't know what we're talking about. Listen to the Zappa Tagcast at zappacast.com.
Number 16.
The cosmic debris. Listen to all of them.
Out in two
months. But in Cosmic Debris, that song, he says, now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Now that to me almost is... Akin, is that how you say it? To man-made. Oh, akin.
Yeah.
Akin. Yeah. Man, my heart's aching. I got an aching-breaking heart. My aching-bacon. Aching-bacon cart. Akin. It's akin to what you were saying about being man-made or natural. Kind of. I don't know if he meant that, but that's just clicking in my head.
Yeah. Is that a Sears or a...
Like a real, no, he says, is that a real poncho, like meaning a Mexican authentic poncho, or is that a Sears poncho, like just a shitty,
mass-produced. Are you on my side, or are you a man, or are you just a man trying to sell me something, right?
Yeah. And for a nominal service charge, you can reach Nirvana tonight.
And chances are that guy selling the Sears poncho
probably never been to Mexico once.
Well, he's going to try to upsell you on the extended warranty.
Hell yeah, he is. Fucking asshole.
This reminds me of a show I've been watching.
The League?
The League.
I tried to watch a little bit of it last night, but it was messing up on me. I wanted to start from episode one.
For sure. You should.
And my Kindle would only let me start from season 3, episode 7.
What?
Yeah, and every time went to it, I pushed play, and it would start to load, and the little rainbow wheel would be, come on, rainbow wheel, come on, rainbow wheel, and then it would just go back. And then I pushed play on this other thing, and it was episode 7 of season 3, which was pretty funny. I had to watch it because it was that one where that black janitor, and he had that name. He's like, oh, I see. You think only black people have fucked up
names. I just watched that one last night. Carmangiello. What's up, Carmangiello?
And he's like, what did you call me?
Yeah.
My name's Steve.
You think just because I'm black, I got to have a funny
name?
No,
like LaMarcus, Jamal, Carmangiello. I don't know. Maybe your mom was a big fan of art and desserts. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. Like you said, you know, I'm not into fantasy football or any kind of sport
it's
that, but it's
really
still funny.
That.
And you said Nick Kroll. I was confused. I was thinking of Nick Thune, but Nick Kroll's funny, too.
Yeah. And Paul Scheer. Yeah. All those guys work really well together.
Yeah. I was pretty stoned when you said that. Like, I love Nick. And then I was like, wait, that's not the Nick I love. I love Nick Thune, but Nick Kroll's funny, too.
Yeah. But they had this episode to where they wanted to get some weed.
Who doesn't?
You know, and they thought, well, they called Taco, which is the guy that, you know, the stoner.
Yeah.
And so he hooks them up, and they're waiting in their place, you know, for the delivery or whatever. And they get there, and the guy, which is Dirk Dietrich.
Yeah.
You know that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
From Son of a Beach.
Uh-huh.
And he throws out this fucking, like, snack bag full of coke. And he's like, all right, $500. They're like, what is that? We're looking for weed. He's like, I didn't bring any weed. He's like, I'm not leaving without $500. You can take the coke or you don't have to take the coke. I don't leave. So, yeah, and then he's like, we wanted weed. And he's like, oh, well, a weed is VHS. You ordered a DVD. and they're like, what? And they're like, you know, weed is VHS, coke is DVD, and crank is beta. And then later on, some guy's like, you got Blu-ray? And he's like, I got Blu-ray.
That's fucking hilarious. Everybody's got to have their codes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I get some time to sit down in my living room and actually watch it on the Roku, which I've been switching off, but there's a weird thing. Maybe you might know about this. We got a Wii, and I got one of those plugs that's like, the Wii plug to 5 RCA plugs, you know, like 3 for the video and 2 for the audio, the special for high def.
Component.
Yeah, and if you unplug one, some of the color goes away or whatever.
It's blue, red, and yellow.
I got these weird, like, interference lines that they're real faint, but I'm picky now because I've bought a lot of high definition. I got a big TV, and I see these little lines kind of, they roll up the screen, 2 of them, and they're real faint, but they're enough to bug me. So now I've taken to watching it on my Roku, which is a little black box, which is pretty awesome because you can watch like Crackle, Hulu, Hulu, and you can watch some videos off
Facebook.
So this
isn't your TV doing it?
No, it's only, and I've tried different plugs in that input because I've got several inputs, you know, component 1, component 2, AV1, AV2, AV3, HDMI 1, HDMI 2. So I think it must be the cord. We got it off eBay. It was probably used.
Maybe. That's so amazing. What are you watching on that? That's the
I used to watch Netflix on my Wii.
I know,
Wii.
But what component is running through those wires?
My Wii.
Oh, your Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may be. Maybe it's a faulty cord. Maybe you're just becoming a videophile and that those lines were there before because the Wii doesn't do 1080p?
Maybe.
And
I don't know.
You're seeing it because the difference between...
But we had a different kind of wire. I don't remember which one it was and if our son
HDMI?
Actually traded it in. But he's like, we need this one because it's better because it's a high.
Oh, okay.
And then he ordered that one, and that's when the lines came with the new cord. So maybe I should try to find our HDMI cord and run it through that because that seems the highest.
I don't know if they got HDMI cord
from
Wii.
No.
But I don't know. They might.
Hey, any of you listeners out there know? Do you got HDMI for Wii?
But what the difference between the I and the P... I don't know if you know, is ten, there's 1080 lines.
Right.
And P means it refreshes a line every time.
Right.
The whole thing. P. And the I is every other one.
Okay.
So you might be seeing that like...
P in your eye is never refreshing.
It is never P in your eye. You eat that yellow pea Visine.
I can't even believe it, but the other day, for some reason, actually it was yesterday, which was Tuesday, there was 69 days left in 2012.
Wow.
That's all. I should have known that because it's almost November, but shit, it's going to be 2013 pretty soon.
Man, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of depressing, we got about three friends who are a year older today. Having a hump day birthday today. I couldn't find any famous people. There's a few, but they're not worth our time because I don't enjoy them. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who they are. But today's birthdays include my former brother-in-law of sorts, Billy Province. Hopefully he's listening out in Montana.
Happy birthday in Montana.
Happy birthday in Montana. And then a very funny guest who is on our bonusode this episode at the live episode, Mac Chase.
Hey.
Entering his 33rd year today. If you're not busy, go down to the Oak Street Speakeasy. There's a comedy show, and then there's an after party for Mac's birthday at like a sidebar or something.
Somebody needs to take him down that night too in a little ramekin, like a little baking dish, like a single serving gourmet mac and cheese.
What's ramekin?
It's just a little bowl, like a single-serving bowl that you see on, like, Top Chef when they serve the
If I was going to be able to go, I won't be able to, so happy birthday, Mac. But if I was, I'd probably just take him some ramen.
There you go.
Also birthday today, miss this girl. Don't see her much since the separation of her and her boyfriend that used to be friends. But Katie Turan. No, she's not listening, but happy birthday, Katie.
Yeah.
She's doing well, I guess. Haven't seen her forever. She doesn't come to the shows or whatnot because she doesn't want to have the chance of an odd situation. But you never know. Yeah. Someone might say, hey, listen to this. And plus, when I do that, I use it for shameless self-promotion. And then I go to their Facebook and say, hey, we gave you a birthday shout-out on the podcast. They should come and listen. And then we do it like 40 minutes in or 50 minutes in. Yeah. So they make sure and listen to the whole episode.
It's everybody's favorite part of the podcast.
So happy birthday, Billy Mac and Katie. Billy,
and yesterday, Super Dave, former guest.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But he was unlucky enough to have his birthday fall on a Tuesday, so no shout out to him. And here's someone who I don't know, but I enjoy his work, producer of Spicy News, Campy Draper. Which is a funny, isn't that a funny name?
Yeah.
Sorry, Campy, but Campy Draper is about as funny as Lumpy Stapley. There was a guy, the bass player from Hacksaw to the Throat.
What about Dick Trickle?
Lumpy Stapley is funnier. Dick Trickle's just gross.
It is.
Lumpy Stapley? That was like his real name. I was like, well, Lumpy's a nickname. He goes, well, yeah, but it's pretty much my name. And Stapley is his, well, actually.
What?
Lumpy Stapley.
What about Ocho Cinco?
I know a girl named Ocho.
Esteban Ocho Cinco.
Yeah. 85, is that his number?
Yeah.
So is that really his name, or does he just have that number and then I'm going to call myself Ocho Cinco because I'm not Spanish?
No, he was that. He was Chad Johnson. You know he went to Oregon State, right?
I don't know anything about it.
He went to Oregon State.
Today, I was at the gas station, and they said, go Giants, right, Terry? And I'm like, what team is the rival of the Giants? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just say whoever was a rival because I don't even like sports.
Do you know what sport he's talking about?
The Giants is football, right?
No.
Giants?
Well, the Giants is football.
New York Giants.
But the San Francisco Giants just won the baseball.
Okay.
They came back from a 3-1
So that's even
deficit.
Funnier because he said, go Giants, and I was like, go Raiders. And he was like, yeah. Oh, funny. Like I'm trying to be funny. No, I'm ignorant. I don't care about it. I saw, let's see, who was it? This was years ago, showing that my ignorance of sports goes way back. our good buddy LT, he had a hat that said SD.
Mm-hmm.
I said, South Dakota?
I don't think
so. No, it's the San Diego Chargers, you stupid.
I don't think South Dakota has any professional team.
That's what he said to me. I was like, how far?
I don't even know if it's real. Like, I don't even know if South Dakota's real.
How far go How far do you go to get to Fargo, North Dakota?
Is that South Dakota?
No, that's north.
What is in South Dakota? Do we have any listeners in South Dakota?
One thing that it does have is just a little bit north of South Dakota is North Dakota.
What is I've never been there.
Where is Bismarck, South Dakota? Is that right?
Is it
Bismarck?
Midwest or?
Oh yeah. It's Midwest. It's
because
right.
I get those in the Carolinas confused.
It's just west of the Great Lakes and Wisconsin.
I'm thinking right above.
I believe
right
it's
above Florida.
I'm North Dakota Carolinas. Is along the Canadian border, right up there by Minnesota. You know.
Wow, Minnesota. I guess
Wisconsin.
That'd be the other side, right? Is it all right on the other side?
I don't even know, dude. I'm
Idaho, like the little
Idaho's right next to us.
I know. And then on the other side, what is on the other side of the little fingerling at the top?
Fingerling.
Yeah, you know how Idaho has a little fingerling on the top, right?
It's called a bottleneck.
Is that what it is?
That's what I've heard.
Well,
when I think of fingerling, I think of fingering. Which, have you seen that on The Whitest Kids You Know?
Yeah.
It's little ring for your kids. It goes on your finger. You could have fun with fingering, too. But if you say it wrong, it sounds like something else. It has two R's.
Yeah.
Well, three. Yeah. Finger ring. No, two. Yeah, finger ringer.
So, yeah, but is it Montana on the other side of that?
Dude,
Idaho there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Wyoming.
Yeah, I know Wyoming's down a little
it
bit.
It is
though.
Below it.
Yeah.
And so then right on the other side of Montana is the Dakotas, right?
That's what I'm figuring. But those are all long states.
Yeah, they're long.
I haven't been that far east.
I haven't either. I've been to Helena, Montana.
Uh-huh.
I've been to San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah.
Those are my two farthest points.
San
Antonio!
I was in the Yellowstones.
That's pretty far east.
But I was like,
I mean, it's not the far east, but...
Yeah.
How you
like,
went to Yellowstone Park?
I was like six, though.
Doesn't matter if you're four or 70. If you were there, you were
that
there.
That is true.
My new saying,
I put the pen in
and
my
I app. Don't even know where I got it or why I say it, but like if I'm in a little bit of a huff or something around the house, maybe with the wife or the kids, and they'll say, well, so-and-so did this, and I'll say, I don't care if the fucking Pope did it. Now, I don't know where I got that saying, but it's kind of funny. It's kind of corny. It's kind of old man-ish to me as well.
Yeah.
But I don't plan it, and I've found myself saying it several times, and I'll yell it like a grumpy old man.
You're just getting into the old man thing,
they'll
dude.
Say, well, I'll say, I don't want people doing this, and I'm laying down the law. I'm being the man of the house, and they're like, well, Mike, blah, blah, blah. I don't care if the fucking Pope did it. This is, and I was like, did I just say that again? I'm sorry, you guys.
You know what's going on there, though, right?
No.
You know?
It's my Catholic mentality coming out.
No, it's like, you know, those, when you think of old men and those stupid sayings that they always say, like you say, and it's old man-ish, right? It's because they say that
boy.
Because it's their they think it's fucking funny.
I'm a man-ish boy.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting that, like... You start these and fucking, it's funny to you, and it's funny.
It is pretty funny. So if you guys get me in a huff and tell me that somebody did something else, you better look out for my retort, which maybe could be a saying. I don't care if the Pope did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
this, did he start the fire? Going back to bring Kala back?
I don't give a goddamn if the Pope started the fire.
Dude, how about somebody write that?
Right.
Cover that song, but throw some new names in there. How about throw some? How about do it with like metal band members?
Now this is a throwback, but maybe we'll cover this on Friday because I know we got to wrap up for this episode. But remember For Whom the Dave Grohl's?
Yeah,
I got two verses to that,
nice.
And it's all metal guys' names or music guys' names.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
We got to flesh it out.
All right, let's do it.
Flush it down the toilet. Before we get out of here, though, I'd like to get to our. Hans was probably scared. Did you get scared,
uh-oh.
Hans?
He did.
Maybe we'll dub in the sound later, but I don't have time. I don't feel like fucking with this song. What's in Hans' CD player? Today, revisiting Old Kiss. He was listening to something else the other week or so ago, but now he's listening to Destroyer by Kiss, which includes the hits like Detroit Rock City, Death, I Hear You Calling, Shout It Out Loud, and one of my favorites from this album, The King of the Nighttime World.
Wow.
Yeah. And A little bit different, not too far off on my turntable, because I try to not pay attention to his until mine are already on the paper here. But obscure Jimi Hendrix bootleg album that I don't know where I got. It's got a German price tag in pounds on the back of it. It was 17 pounds when they bought it.
Wow.
That's a heavy album. And that's Jimi Hendrix, Nine to the Universe, which is one of his last recordings with people who weren't in his band normally. Some instrumentals with, I can't remember their names because I'm stupid, but it's an awesome album. So check it out. You might be able to find it on eBay or maybe a place that my buddy just told me, Pirate Bay. I guess you can get movies, TV shows. It's kind of like
Pirate Bay is a torrent site.
Yeah. I don't like those. No. Do you like them?
No, but Pirate Bay...
He just said, you can get anything here.
And yeah, I said, if I don't, you were going to go somewhere, go there.
I don't do
but
that.
But if you were going to, I don't really do any torrents or anything. It's just...
Go to a record store.
Yeah, I don't really need anything that bad.
Nope. And other than that, I think that's pretty much all of our topics. We didn't have any shit talking today. Maybe we'll talk shit with Seth and Josh on Friday.
Shit talking.
Go ahead.
That's what's in my junk drawer, by the way. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Don't. He's got shit.
Yeah,
talking piece
shit.
Of shit. Mm-hmm. You got Mr. Hanky in your junk drawer?
Oh, no!
Hanky, the Christmas poo. And don't forget to check out our sponsor or sponsors. I don't know who's got us right now. I know that Complete Ag Resolutions is, and they get a spot at the beginning every time.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Haven't been out to the Dixie in a long time, but we'll give them a shout-out. I need to get the last payment from we've still been mentioning them because we love those guys. And got some shows coming up there that you can check out. The plugs will be coming up after... we wrap up here, and don't forget to click on the donate button. We could use 50 cents, a dollar, $5.
And 50 cent if you want to come out and rap.
Yeah, wrap it up. Yeah. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And also, it's Christmas almost. Hanky the Christmas Poo. Go to Amazon. Well, go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the Amazon link. Go do some shopping there. I found some cool stuff. I can't remember what it was, but... there's lots of cool stuff and free shipping with orders over $25 or something like that. So,
wow.
And if you order a Kindle and it messes up, they'll send it right back to you, a brand new one.
Yeah, they got great customer service.
They'll send
if you
a free
to their forum,
charger first.
You know, people will tell stories of not having great customer service, but
it's all about who you know and who you blow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's the music industry. Sorry. thanks, you guys, for listening on a hump day. We'll see you Friday. It's been a fun Wednesday getting back into the podcasting. So,
oh yeah,
we'll see you guys later.
Yep, rock on
and metal. Hey, all you taggots looking for something fun to do? You are every week, I know. Check this out. We got lots of good comedy and rock music shows coming up. Wednesday, October 24th, it's the Oak Street Speakeasy Showcase. Seth Milstein and Company featuring some Portland comedians like Paul Jay, Scoot Herring, Andy Main, Noriko Ott, and Eugenians Bryce Jones and Carmichael McGee. Come down and check that out. It's a suggested donation of $5, but free to poor people. 9 p.m., 21 and over at the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene. The 26th, that's this Friday, at the Black Forest in Eugene, we got Audiophobia, Only Nightmares, Stone Creep, and Six of Nine. That's a free show, too. 21 and over starts at 9 o'clock. This weekend, it's Saturday. Lots of stuff going on for pre-Halloween bashes. We got The Wandering Goat with Mike Scheit doing a solo acoustic. Of course, he's from Yob. And Phil Merwin will also be doing a set. He is from Dirt Clawed Fight. That's $5, 21 and over, 9 p.m. And also that night, here's three more shows. I'm not going to keep repeating the date of Saturday, October 27th. You can go to the Dixie Creek Saloon. There's a big costume contest and party going on with the Berated, Blood Oath, and American Overdose, who's down from Portland. That also starts at 9, also free, also 21 and over. And if you're in the different area, like Eugene, go to the Black Forest. They're having a $100 prize for the best costume. It's free to get in. We got Electric Funeral Gladhander, Awake from Portland, and Liquid from Eugene, another free show, so go check that out. Or, if you're in Springfield, go to Goodfellas, where they have Headless Pez, a.k.a. White Devil, Bloodlust, and another band. I think Bloodlust is that Venom tribute band, so go check those guys out. Wherever you are, go do something. Sunday the 28th, it's Dog Shredder and Dysrhythmia at Rauchur in Portland, 315 Southeast 3rd. That's $8 in advance, $10 at the door. It starts at 9 o'clock. Saturday, November 3rd at Cloud and Kelly's in Corvallis. It's a 30-pound test at and Bikini, 21 and over. $3 at the door, 10 p.m. show, a short music show from 10 to midnight, so you just get in there and get out. November 10th at the Stonefront Tavern in Salem, I'll be doing headlining set of comedy with my friend Bradley Peterson and a bunch more comics to be announced. Details for that are coming soon at the Stonefront on Commercial in Salem. The 11th, here's my favorite one coming up at the Hawthorne Theater. It's Napalm Death with Municipal Waste, Exhumed, Attitude Adjustment, and Wehrmacht. $16 in advance. Probably a little bit more at the door. It's all ages. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. You should go to that one. It's going to be awesome. Saturday, November 17th, it's at the Dixie Creek Saloon, and it's their comedy showcase number 4 with our special guest, Andy Andrus. Jesse Priest will do a set as well. I will too, and Dustin will host the show. You know him as Gatch. We'll also be taping the season finale live of our TagCast podcast after the comedy show. The whole thing gets underway at about 9:30. It's a free show. Donations are suggested, but not required. 21 and over. And then at the Tiger Bar up in Portland on Friday, November 30th, it's 30-pound test. We Have Guns and Awake. That's going to be a kick-ass show. 21 and over, $6. It's at 9 o'clock. Tiger Bar. Check out Blackwoods Studios and the Chronicles of Rock for information on that. December 8th at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we're bringing some Doom in from Portland, Die Like Gentlemen, Ninth Moon Black from Eugene, Witchosaurus Hex also from Eugene, and Griefhammer will be playing their last show of the year. December 8th, 9 p.m., 21 and over, another free show, as they all are at the Dixie. Here's the other mind blower, Friday, December 14th at the Little Old Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene. It's Corrosion of Conformity.
What?
Yob and Saviors. I don't know if they're going to be selling advance tickets, but you should look into that because it's going to be probably sold out. I don't see how it couldn't be. So that's Friday, December 14th. And if that's not your thing and you're in a different area, if you happen to be in Corvallis, check out Floater with 30-pound test opening the show. So it's a big show for those guys. Congrats to 30-pound test for that. It's at the Whiteside Theater in Corvallis. More details to come. That's too much stuff for you guys. I'll add more to the list next week. Thanks for listening, and go out and do something fun.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the link.
TagCastPodcast.com.